Hello, my name is Vincenzo Casale, and I'm the artistic director of the festival Artsonov in Brussels. Artsonov is an interdisciplinary festival that is melting architecture and different arts. So what we want it is to give in the ritual of the performance, the space is become an important part and a sort of inspiration for all the artists. So we have culinary arts, we have music, of course, dance and visual art. It's a festival that is now on the fifth year. And we start really concentrated on the Art Nouveau period and Art Deco period, because for me it was one of the most impressive architecture in Brussels. It's European capital of Art Nouveau and Art Deco, I should say as well. But Art Nouveau is an architecture that is so experimental actually at the beginning of the 20th century. And so what I wanted to do is to link as well other places, and this is what I'm doing, especially this year. The first that I wanted to present this year is the Atelier Strebel. It's a modernist house, and it's Jacques Dupuis that is one of the most incredible modernist architecture in Brussels. This house, it's constructed for the Atelier of Strebel. It was a sculpture that is just died in 2017. And what we wanted to do is really to have a residence of artists that started at the beginning of September and employed the venue for 15 days. And the performance is called Echo. And Echo is really an echo of what was the place. So it's melting lighting, music, and as well gesture, because there is a theatrical gesture. There are still places that are not touched since Strebel died. And so it's kind of discovering, because it's not so open as well. I mean, you need to take a special appointment to visit the house. So it's not something that people can visit recurrently. So it would be, I think, quite challenging also for the public to see that. And another one I want to mention, it's the Metropole Hotel, that is one of the most beautiful hotels in Brussels. We thought really to do something special. It's called the Tentation de Pieuvre, in English, Temptation of the Octopus. So the public that are actually the important part of the performance, they will eat at the end. So there is a chef that is preparing a recipe of octopus, and when he's doing that, four musicians are really discussing with the noise of this chef, because especially the conceptor of this performance, she lived in the restaurant all their life, because the parents were as well a chef and they were working in a restaurant. So she became a musician, but she said, but sometimes we forget there is so much music during a recipe and in a kitchen. And so he's doing that, and the public, they are participating on this performance and eating at the end. So it's kind of, for the ears, a multi-sensory performance. There is a drummer player, a guitar player, saxophone player that is also playing in the water of the chef.
So it's a fully curated experience.
Yes.
Thank you very much.